I don't know. Some of you might come at me for giving this as one of the examples, but I truly believe that I am saving new investors from a lot of hassle.
Hey there. We're here to put you on the path to a multi-million dollar real estate portfolio. I'm Palak.
And this is Needy. Thanks for joining us. Great to have you here.
Hello, everyone. Palak here with Open Spaces. Today, we're talking about the five types of properties that we recommend new investors avoid when they go into their first deal, or the five things that you find in a property that I would like you to avoid as a brand new investor. And two disclaimers before we get started. All right. So, number one, if you are already in the real estate industry, if you're already doing renovations, maybe you're a general contractor, if you're already working for an attorney, if you are already working on the zoning side, if you're already working on the title insurance side, if you're already in this industry and you're familiar with the specifics of what I'm going to talk about, then that may not apply to you. This is very, very specific to new investors. And I'm giving you these five tips, these five types of properties to avoid to lower your risk, right? That's what we're doing here. And so if you're already familiar with it, some of these may not apply to you. That's disclaimer number one. Disclaimer number two, just by avoiding these five things, you won't eliminate every single risk in real estate investing. All right, life is a risk. You could get hit by a bus tomorrow. Being in business is a risk. Being at a job is a risk, right? W-2 is not 100% guaranteed for the rest of our lives either. So that's a disclaimer. I always like to present a realistic perspective to everyone because I feel like as new investors, we kind of lump all the risks in one bucket and we kind of feel like, hey, maybe it's not even worth taking a chance, but it absolutely is. These five tips are going to help you eliminate majority of the risks on your first deal, but not all of it. So those are my two disclaimers. The five types of properties that I would recommend that you avoid for your very first real estate deal. Number one, extensive fire damage. The reason I always recommend that brand new investors avoid properties that have extensive fire damage is because number one, they're going to come to your desk. This deal is going to show up at your desk at a very low price, so it can feel very tempting. However, fire damage properties, unless you're quite familiar with this type of renovation, can come with unique challenges. It can come with code violations that you may not even be aware of. It can come with different types of renovation hidden costs that you may not even be familiar with. So I would recommend that new investors avoid extensive fire damage in your properties for your very first deal. You can always build up to it. Always recommend when you take on something new, you start with a lower risk, and then you can always, as you flex that risk-taking muscle, you can always build up to that next level. The second one is major structural issues. Now, whenever you have a property that has a lot of structural damage, you're going to have to hire a structural engineer. You're going to have to make sure that you get all the right permits from the city to make sure it's done correctly. Make sure you take safety into account. All of those things are for a higher level investor that has dealt with some sort of renovation in the past that has some experience. So for a new investor, if you want to lower your risk on your first deal, I would recommend that you avoid properties that have extensive structural damage. The third one is mold. And again, you got experience with mold, go for it. You know what to do, absolutely go for it. But if you do not have experience with mold, it can lead to major safety hazards and health concerns for your potential tenants. So if you don't have experience with mold, I would recommend for your first deal, don't go with a property that has extensive mold. Number four, legal issues. There are properties that may come across your desk, they would be extremely tempting to go with because they may look okay, right? You walk through the property, you're like, you know what? This property is actually not looking too bad. But maybe there is a lien on the property. Maybe you have title issues with the property where the title is not clean. Maybe there are zoning violations. There could be many different legal issues that can occur in a property. And as your first deal, until you get your feet wet, until you do a couple deals that are straightforward and simpler, I would recommend don't go with a property that has legal issues, as tempting as it may be, because they sometimes look pretty nice. But then you look at the paperwork and it's not clean. I would also recommend brand new investors or seasoned investors, doesn't matter what level of the game you're playing at, always get title insurance. And this protects your ownership of the property. So that is number four. So what did we do so far? I wrote them down here so I don't forget. Extensive fire damage. We said major structural rehab, severe mold problems, legal problems. And then the last one, I don't know, some of you might come at me for giving this as one of the examples, but I truly believe that I am saving new investors from a lot of hassle and a lot of unexpected situations that you may run into. So the fifth one, again, it's going to be a little controversial. I would stay away from occupied properties as a brand new investor. And there is a reason why we say that, especially if you're interested in implementing the BRRRR strategy, which is the strategy that we specialize in. And, you know, we implement the BRRRR strategy, but we do it a little bit differently. We do it in a very corporate way. We have our own scale framework that goes on top of the BRRRR strategy. So it allows us to scale a real estate portfolio fast with little money, but also run it like a business. So we're doing it in a way that a corporate company operates, like a CEO. So that's what we specialize in. And for the BRRRR strategy to really work on a property, you will need renovation to be done. When the property is occupied and you don't have that connection with the tenant, you don't know that tenant, you don't know their personal situation, you're going to have to own that property and immediately you're going to have to figure out what you're going to do with the tenant while you renovate the property. And so that may require you to displace the tenant. And you know, as we have gained experience, we always offer the tenant another place to move into while we're doing renovations. But as a brand new investor, that is too much to take on. Also, you may not know the history of the tenant. You can request that, but it's still not going to give you a full picture into that tenant history when you take over that property and that tenant. Inherited tenants are not your tenants, right? You haven't really done the screening. You don't have that connection. You don't know that their background, their needs, their circumstances. And for you to come in and be able to do the renovation, that's going to be tough. So I would recommend brand new first-time investors, occupied properties is also something that you should stay away from. These are what I believe things that lower the risk for a first-time investor. And I always say that for an investor to succeed at this game, in the beginning, you want to capture a deal that is, you want to acquire a deal that is not going to make your investing game difficult from the get-go, right? You want a deal where your risk is lower. Maybe your returns are also a little bit lower because you're willing to take lower risk, but it doesn't end up being your last deal that you ever do, right? So first-time investors, highly recommend you take my advice into consideration, always trying to protect new investors while giving you a realistic perspective of this game. And guess what? With all of the things we talked about, you can still scale to a multi-million dollar portfolio within a few years if you know how to do it correctly. And we've done that. We've built a $10 million portfolio in a few years. People in our community are doing that daily. We have amazing, amazing folks who are maintaining their full-time jobs as doctors, lawyers, engineers, teachers, stay-at-home moms, coming in, doing this on the side, starting with $25,000 or so. And even if you don't have that, there's ways to get business loans to get that down payment, starting with that amount and scaling to about $1 million portfolio. We'd say give it about 15 months if you want to build your $1 million portfolio. Again, it depends on how quick you are to move with this. Everyone has their own journey. It's as unique as you are. There is no right or wrong here. But that's what we've seen happen many, many times. $1 million portfolio in about 15 months or so. So if you're interested in joining our community, you can go to openspaceswomen.com/book-a-call to be able to work with us more. All right, you guys, I'll see you next time. Bye now.
Don't forget, when you're ready to get serious, you can join us at the investoraccelerator.com.
It's like getting 1,000 episodes worth of information in 5 days, and it's everything you need to build your actionable plan to financial freedom and making work optional.